follow the messages on screen, the written audio version of that version becomes available. This station will now see your
message. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello, welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, episode number 2. My name is Kobe, and with me, as always, is Cameron.
What's up?
What's going on?
Not much.
All right.
Alrighty.
What's okay. going on today?
So, podcast numero 2.
Yes, it is.
If you guys didn't catch us in podcast numero uno.
Uno.
We're doing this podcast to kind of give you guys some quick tips on survival, just real basic stuff.
Yeah.
Casually.
Casually, as amateurs, for amateurs, come learn with us.
Yes. So this podcast, we want to go into details on basic contents in your bug out bag.
Yes.
And we got a lot of details from survivalcache.com. They had a good article on 7 types of gear you must have in your bug out bag.
But you know what? I think there's 8 types of gear.
Okay. Okay, Kobe added one.
Well, actually, no. Never mind. I'm just going to add it on the end of this thing, so whatever.
Which would be number 8. Okay.
Well, it's not really a type of gear, but anyways, we'll get to it.
Visible gear.
So before we get into Mad Mad World Update, we just want to tell you guys that we have a website.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, we did it.
We freaking did this.
Yes. So
with
casual...
our hands.
With both of our, all 4 of our hands, casualpreppers.com. And come see us. Come
yeah.
say hi.
Yeah.
Come take
We're
a look.
We're going to do blog updates. We're going to mm-hmm. kind of updates on some
articles.
Stuff we talk about during the podcast and some other little things that we find during the week that we think is pretty sweet
yeah.
for survival.
So feast your eyes on the website as soon as possible.
Yeah, partake.
Yes, please. And so now it's time for...
It's a Mad, Mad World.
So I think I'm going to let you go first this time, Cameron.
You would.
I would. I totally would. You're not even ready, are you?
No, I
Okay,
am.
You are ready. Okay. Yeah. So what's your crazy-ass story?
Okay, so right now, yeah. we've been... Like, this week's been super hot here.
Good Lord, it's been hot.
I mean, we've had a really good winter, and so everything's yeah. been really green, and it's immediately turning yellow. So
it is
fast. You can't help but not worry about a fire.
By the way, we live in Utah, so we live sort of in like a mountain desert,
yeah.
basically.
So it goes from
like
below zero
yeah.
to like
8,000 degrees.
A couple weeks of rain, and then boom, it's 100.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, fire can happen at any time, and I mean... right next to any neighborhood or right in the middle of a neighborhood. But I was, you know, looking at the fire that's still going on in Canada.
Gosh,
which
man.
Is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucker up in...
Canada?
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, the Fort McMurray.
Oh, Fort McMurray. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Sorry
huh?
about that. But yeah, that thing is just crazy to see how much it's burned and how fast. I mean... It's burned.
Do you have any stats?
1.4 million acres.
Oh my gosh, you
it's
had stats.
Still burning.
1.4 million? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 1.4 million.
Wow.
To be specific, 1,456,980 acres. Can't freaking read. 2,400 buildings, 665 work camps. And I mean, it just, you know, you've seen those fires. They just, yeah. I mean, people. are evacuated and the neighborhood just gets freaking wiped out.
Yeah, they're done.
And so, I mean, that's freaky to me. And like my last one, I talked about having your, 72-hour kit.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. And
yeah, a bug out bag would come in real handy.
Because you
got to
get out.
On fire.
I mean, you don't have time to grab any. It's yeah. almost as if your house may be on fire.
Exactly.
So. Pretty freaky.
Yeah, that is creepy. So mine is one that everyone's been talking about the past few weeks or week or so or whatever it is, the Orlando terrorist shooting in the gay nightclub. So ISIS are dicks, man. You know what
seriously.
I mean? They seriously are. So they're honestly, I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better.
No.
I mean, I just don't see it getting better for a while. So it just scares me because you never know where, I mean, you could just be going out one night to your gay nightclub and you could get shot. Right?
I know. It's, man, it is freaky.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's one of those things we, you know, it makes me think I really got to make sure I'm always paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah. Cycle pass. some freaking psychopaths.
My EDC
out there.
Kit is good. I mean, at least I have a knife or something with me all the time. And then also, I mean, the second part of this is, you know, as soon as something happens like this, with a scary looking gun, you know, it goes into politics. And, you know, the left wants to take away your Second Amendment rights. I mean, that's their goal. Yeah. Their goal is to do that. So it's something that we all have to be vigilant in as well. And it's scary out there.
So you're saying we need to get all of our guns now?
Yeah. Well, did you see the AR-15 gun sales?
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen.
I mean, just skyrocketed. Yeah. And they don't even see it. The second they start talking about gun control, guns just explode, man. They're just like, the sales go insane. So they're bringing it upon themselves in you know, some ways. but anyways, that was mine.
Yeah, that's a big deal right now. It is kind of freaky.
Yep.
Anywhere that can happen.
Sure can.
I mean, we got a Walmart here, so
yeah,
it's probably your hot spot.
That is. Yeah, we do have
that's
a Walmart.
Our town's hot
we
spot.
We have a big K, the Kmart too, so. Except for I don't think anyone's ever there.
If there was a shooter, he would be the only one shopping.
Yeah.
There.
Anyways.
It's pretty sad.
All right, so let's get into the meat of this bad boy. So like Cam said, the article is from survivalcash.com. And it's titled The 7 Types of Gear You Must Have in Your Bug Out Bag. So they're saying you have to have it, Cameron. Yeah. That's what
they're
saying.
Wasn't it 8?
Well, that I had an extra one. But anyways, so we kind of went over this last week, I think, what a bug out bag is. It's basically like a 72-hour bag,
yeah.
Right? 72-hour kit. It keeps you self-contained for up to 3 days in case SHTF or whatever happens, yeah, that you are good to go. In case your nightclub gets shot up, boom, you've got your bug out bag. You can go. If your forest is on fire and your house is on fire, boom.
Yeah,
you can go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's
you
what
you probably
this
don't
is.
Live alone. So
yeah, most likely
you've got to
well,
prepare.
Some people do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
some guys don't take
that.
Showers and nobody wants to hang around them. But many of you don't. So yeah, you're going to have
to have things having those bug out bags
for everybody.
Multiple people.
Exactly.
So you want to get the best stuff.
You do. So the number one thing, and I think it's something that we always think about, it's water.
Yeah.
That's their number one category. And so what they say here is 1 liter per day per person is the bare minimum. And I think really you should probably have more than that.
Could you imagine packing 4 freaking liters?
Well,
that's the rough thing.
And that's the thing. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I have, like, for me personally, I have some of those little emergency water pouches in my bag. But, like it says here, to expand your capability or survive longer than a couple days, you'll need a water purification system.
Right.
This could be as simple as boiling water, iodine tablets, or serious water filter. So what I have is I have a Life Straw in mine. I don't know what you have in yours.
I have a Life Straw. I mean, those are so small. They're so light.
Yeah.
You can have like 10 in there.
Exactly. And you only need one really. Yeah. I mean, cause they last quite a while.
Yeah.
But it's always a good idea to have water as well, because if there's no water source around,
you can't drink it.
You can't drink it. Right.
No water.
So you got to have some with you.
Yeah. That should be number one.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it
you're
should
screwed.
Be. Yeah, if you have no water, you're done, right? But, you know, something I was thinking about with this is, you know, along that line, you need to think about, obviously, you need to have an emergency plan like we talked about last week. So you need to know if you're going to bug out, you need to have plan A and B and probably C, you know what I mean? But you need to know where those water sources are so that Life Straw is actually going to come in handy.
Yeah.
You know, because you have no water sources, it doesn't matter.
Like if your neighbor has...
Yeah.
A lot of water storage.
Or like if your
I'd
neighbor has...
I'd start tunneling down to his house now.
Is that what you'd do?
Before he even knows.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have one of those. The other thing, they have like Life Straw. They make that huge filtration. Like all it is a tube and like a... just a little reservoir.
Uh-huh.
And gravity fed.
Oh,
and
really?
And that sucker... Yeah. What does it filter? It's like 4,000 gallons or something.
It's a lot of gallons.
No, it is.
Yeah. No, I know.
I didn't just make that up.
I agree. That
there
is
really
a,
is.
That's a lot.
But, I mean, if you got one of those stuffed in a bag,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. And I also have one of the Life Straw actually water bottles.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Which is pretty awesome because you know
you got your straw inside.
Exactly. So you
bottle.
Have a container.
Yeah.
As well. So.
That'd be a lot. Yeah.
Sure. So that's good stuff. So number one is water, kids. Think about it. Okay. What's number two, Cam?
Food.
Food. You got to eat something, right?
You need feed.
Yeah, you need feed.
You need feed in your bag.
Yep. So it says the backpack meals and energy bars can be sufficient.
I honestly think this is the easiest thing to
do. You?
To get, yeah.
See,
in terms of like, yeah, taste good, probably mm-hmm. not that easy.
No.
But calories mm-hmm. and variety of things and lightweight, I think it's one of the easier things to pack in there.
Yeah, you know, they say the backpack meals, like the Mountain House meals. Yeah. And speaking of Mountain House meals.
The egg one?
Do like, not.
Is that your favorite?
Good Lord. Whatever you do, do not get anything from them with eggs in it. It is like eating garbage. I don't know. It's horrible.
Yeah, we went camping and Kobe, he didn't. He was having a bad morning.
Bacon and eggs, man. This could be awesome.
Just going to town on my biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
That one's delicious.
I'm going for biscuits and gravy.
There's
from
ghosts
now on.
In here.
There is. Stuff's going down in here. Spell. So yeah. So backpack meals, energy bars. Me personally, I think if you're running out, you know, if you're in a situation where you have to use your bug out bag, a lot of times you're not going to want to think about cooking too much or anything like that. So what I've done in mine, I actually have those Datrex bars, like those survival bars, you know, that have like tons
they're like
of
MREs,
calories.
Aren't they?
You sort of, yeah. They're just like a bar that you eat. And actually, I think tomorrow we have a package coming from Tack Bar.
Yeah, that looks sweet.
And that's kind of what those things are. They have a three-day, I think it's a three-day supply. I'd have to look at it again.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
But it's like 12,500 calories in this little tiny package.
Really? There's that many?
Yeah. Jeez. So it's insane, and it's really nice, and apparently they taste pretty good, but we're going to let you know because we'll review it here on the next podcast.
Yeah, that will be pretty sweet.
Yeah, so that's Tack Bar.
They have eggs in there.
TAC-BAR.com. Go check them out.
Yeah, it looks like the kit looks awesome.
Yeah, they have a waterproof ammo style can. And it also, the kit comes with like a little survival kit and it comes with some water purification tabs and stuff. So perfect for a bug out bag.
Yeah, it does look pretty awesome. I'm excited to check it out.
Yep. So any other thoughts on food?
Not really.
Not really?
I think that one's pretty easy. I mean, you could stack your bag with Top Ramen. It's pretty light.
Yeah, you could. You know.
If it's soggy, you can still eat it.
You obviously want stuff that's going to last a long time because...
Yeah, I know. I hate cycling things out.
Through that stuff so much. Like those Datrex food bars, I think they last 5 years. The Tack Bar does as well.
Yeah, and that's... I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry. You can worry about it every 5 years. But... Okay, so food. Number three is clothing.
Clothing.
You got to clothe your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what this says, I have some issues with this for my bug out bag, but for 3 days, it says a pair of boots or shoes, a pair of long pants, two pairs of socks, two shirts, a jacket, long underwear, a hat, and a bandana.
So your bug out bag needs to be a freaking big piece of luggage.
Yeah, I mean, this is for 3 days. For me, it feels like overkill.
I think so.
Don't you?
Yeah, I totally agree.
It totally feels like overkill.
The one thing in here that, like, I have a tendency to throw old shoes into a bag.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the best idea.
Man,
like,
probably
the
not.
The one thing I do think is get you some quality footwear because who knows where you're going to be.
If you're hiking forever, you're going to be
you're going to hate
pissed.
Life if your Nikes that your toe's sticking out of is your main source of shoe.
Shoe source. Yeah, it's a bad deal. So I don't know. I feel like this is like way overkill.
I think
for
you
me.
Can do. I think you could save a lot of weight and do better than.
Yeah, honestly, for me right now in mine, I have an extra pair of wool socks. I have a bandana. We got that bandana from Battle Box that last time. The Coulter Co. Stargazer bandana, and those are always they come in handy.
Yeah, bandanas have. Even in the article, it has a link for all the uses for the
30
bandana.
Uses for a bandana. So. Anyways, I would definitely keep a bandana in there. I'd definitely keep some wool socks, like it says. A hat, like a beanie or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe even just a regular ball cap or something to keep the sun out of
I think
your
a beanie's
eyes.
A good idea because then you have, I mean, you can. There's multiple uses for it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about taking, you know, two shirts. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like you're getting really bulky for 72 hours, right?
But sometimes you need different colors.
Well, I know. Yeah. So anyways, that's clothing. I
think
I
American Eagle made this because it's like layering.
Yeah, layering, huh? American Eagle. Oh, man. man. Okay, so number three,
maybe Abercrombie
clothing. Number four, shelter.
Shelter.
So this, I mean, they go through to something as simple as a tarp.
That's all I would put in there.
You know, I think what I'm going to do from now on, I've got that little single person tent that
we
actually
got in your bug out bag.
I'm just going to have that attached to my bug out bag because, I mean, I could actually get two people in that if I had to.
Of course you need two people in
that. Yeah. Stay warm, man.
Hey, you. Found you up on the mountain. You want to get in this sleeping bag?
A sleeping bag, too, I guess.
It's a one-man sleeping bag.
Yeah. So, anyways, it says bedroll and a good sleeping bag. I mean, your bug-out bag is going to be humongous after all this. And I know there's people who do have those huge bug-out bags. Mine is smaller right now. Mine is...
Yeah. I think you really have to put one together to see, you know, and, like, go through these, the essentials and be like, okay.
Yeah.
If I want to travel forever, like... Put it on, walk around with it, see. Because I bought a pretty cool bag that is, it duels as like a duffel bag and a backpack, which I think is awesome. But I mean, if I was to fill that thing completely up, that sucker's going to be heavy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so heavy.
So it's like, you know, I think you've got to put your bag together, play with it.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be on foot. I mean, obviously, if you're in a vehicle, it's not that big of a deal.
No,
but
it's sweet, yeah, but you're probably going to run out of gas at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
Or something.
Yeah. So anyways, take a look at that shelter, number four. Number five, first aid kit. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You have to have a first aid kit.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people take them wherever they go.
Yeah.
You know? What are your thoughts on a first aid kit?
Yeah. No, you have to. And I think in the future we'll do something to kind of talk about the specifics that need to go in there. Because, I mean, if you go and pick up one of those little first aid kits from Walmart or something, I mean... It's like duplicates of the same garbage that is pretty useless.
A lot of times, like, there's so much. There's like 50 of one thing that you never use.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap.
Like, I think we can come up.
Yeah. I think that'll be a future podcast episode where we actually break down different types of first aid kits and really get in there and say, you know, you're going to need this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
Don't get a prepackaged one.
No, don't. Just I mean, they do make some. The ones, I mean, if you're going to buy a prepackaged one, you want to pay over $50.
Yeah, you're going to want to make sure it's quality, right?
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know. I have several of those cheapy ones all
over
the place.
Yeah, if that's all you have, I mean, throw it in there.
It's better than
but
nothing.
But I think, like, if you have the time to prepare, we'll go into details of, like, some really good stuff to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, first aid kit. I mean, you have to have some sort of gear for first aid, right?
Yep.
And then number six goes into basic gear. And it breaks it down into several different things. First one is rain gear. And this does make a lot of sense. You do want to have,
you got to keep crap dry.
Yeah. You got to have, and hopefully your bug out bag has one of the little rain
flaps
or whatever. And so that's always nice to have. But then it says, you know, a poncho or a
coat. They're small. Ponchos are tiny.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be stupid to not have one in a bag.
Yeah, you can get those little tiny. I mean, they're like a couple inches when they get into your bag. So it makes a whole lot of sense. I don't have one. I need to get one like that.
I don't either.
It makes a whole lot of sense after reading this. So some sort of rain gear. And then the next one is fire. And this says have a bare minimum of three different ways to make fire.
I thought that was kind of smart.
Yeah, makes sense.
We found out the hard way that not always does your flint and steel work out nicely.
That's true, yeah. And that's another thing with this is test out your fire making gear because I bought one of those stupid little flint and steel and magnesium bar things.
Freaking thing.
That thing is useless. I hate it. Like the little scraper.
Is that the one that I tried to use?
Yeah. Yep.
I shaved it down to like nothing.
You actually tried to use it again the other day. I used it this weekend up on the mountain.
Yeah, that one did not work very well.
No, I hate it.
Like the ones that have a knife, like it's the striking, you know, you can get a lot more.
Yeah, if you got a nice survival knife with a ferro rod and all that kind of stuff, then
that's a better way to go.
Definitely the way to go. But
there's nothing wrong with not being a man and carrying like six lighters.
No, I have lighters in mine.
Yeah, you can get them so cheap.
I actually have a lighter, and I have one of those little Exotac covers for my lighter that keeps it's watertight.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I have a lighter that has a lighter inside of the lighter.
A lighter with a lighter inside of the lighter. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Anyways, I have that, and I love it. I think it's sweet, but
yeah, that thing's cool. I the little water protector. Yeah,
that's and so cool. I think throw a couple of lighters in there. It doesn't make any sense.
Can't you
not
buy
to.
A box for like
oh, there's just like
$5
$5 and you get like 12 of them. Yeah. Don't be stupid. Go buy a bunch of those. Yeah. But yes, have three different ways to make it. Because what if you lose them or whatever?
Yeah.
So make sure you have a knife or something that has, you know, the flint and steel, the striker on it and whatnot.
Right.
And also
throw a, what are those little SOS pads? The steel. Throw
the
one of those in
steel
there.
Steel wool things. I think get some fire tinder. I mean, some stuff that's made, some fire starter. That the one that I really, really like is the mini Inferno.
The little discs.
Yeah, from Self-Reliance Outfitters. Those things.
Yeah,
they're by far the best ones I have ever used.
Yeah,
they're called the Mini Inferno. They're like, they come in like a little tin that looks like a chew tin or something like that, and you just kind of like rip them and rough them up.
Yeah,
those bastards just light. Like they could be soaking wet.
Yeah,
and they're gonna.
Yeah, I
catch.
Was pretty amazed by that one too.
So that one gives. Yeah, go check those stuff out because it's awesome. And then it says cooking, bare minimum of small pot, large cup to boil water. I think that's. Probably a good
pressure
idea.
Cooker,
pressure cooker, crock pot.
Yeah, you can get toaster there's oven. So much of that stuff that you can get.
Yeah,
little
just make sure it's small,
things, super light,
small,
they
lightweight,
all
man.
Fold into each other.
Yep, small and lightweight.
Yeah,
light. Yes, and it says two dependable flashlights and a backup batteries for each. What I suggest is the solar lights.
Yeah,
or the crank lights because I don't want to have to worry about. Batteries.
Yeah. Well, they're like combo now.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a crank and the solar and it takes a battery. Yeah. It's like you can't go wrong with
makes
those.
No sense not to get something like that. Yeah. And I have one. I have a solar flashlight in mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
So.
They make some really good ones and they charge pretty dang quick.
Yeah, they
like
do.
If you get a little bit of light, like it already, you can turn it on and it's just amazing.
Turn it on. Okay, so, and then the last one in this category is survival knife. I think that is the first thing every prepper and survivalist
Whippins.
Goes for. Well, no, survival knife. I'm still on, Cameron, don't go ahead.
Why is that in the cooking?
What? It's in the basic gear. Come on now. Number six is basic gear, so we're at the end of the basic gear, survival knife. But I think this, like, yeah, it does has dual
yeah,
purpose.
Why wouldn't that be in seven?
Because it
yeah,
because
yeah,
no, it can make you. Fire and it can do all these other things. So a survival knife, get a good one.
Yeah,
get a good one. What brand is the one that you bought a while ago? That
that big heavy sucker.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Can't remember.
I got it on some deal and it's been a man. It's
a nice
beast of
knife.
A nice.
Yeah,
nice. It's a beast of a nice.
I have a SOG. One that I really like.
Your hatchet, man, is probably one
SOG,
of the best tools we've
the
had.
The SOG tomahawk, actually, is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's got the ferro rod and everything built in. It's got paracord. It's pretty sweet.
We've used that a ton.
We have
cut my finger a ton on it, too.
Yeah, several times.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to seven, Cam. Why don't you go on to seven?
Why don't we go ahead and put a knife in seven as well?
Okay.
Because it's a weapon.
Yes. So it says weapons. Have some sort of weapons. And it's saying a firearm is obviously the best.
Yeah.
So this means you need to get a pistol.
A black powder pistol.
A musket of some sort. Right?
Yep.
So
a spear of some sort.
Trident.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. No, I mean, obviously a pistol is,
something
if
I
you're
still
running out
get,
and it's going
to
be in your bag, a pistol.
My...
Yeah. So do you have a pistol?
I don't.
Dude.
I know.
I know.
I've got enough rifles.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I do have a pistol, but I don't have it in my bug out bag because my bug out bag's next to my bed. And
yeah.
Like my kids.
I'll just put my back.
I'm just going to have my pistol right here. No, I keep my pistol in my, I have a little pistol safe, but it's right next to my bug out bag.
Yeah.
So what I figure is I've got enough, hopefully I've got enough time to grab my pistol out of there and bring it with me.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got a box of shells and I've just got a little 9mm.
I think a pistol is extremely important.
Do you?
It's so small and like, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a really good weapon.
It is.
You can kill all kinds of stuff with it.
You can.
Other people. No, we don't say that.
Obviously, you could have a rifle. You can't have a rifle in your bag, but a rifle is going to be better option for most things. But
shut up. What? I'm going to take my rifle with me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your little single shot 22?
Yeah. 22 shells, man?
Oh, I know, man. Yeah.
It breaks down, okay? It folds, remember?
Oh, it does, doesn't
you
it?
You twist the barrel on.
Jeez, this man. Just... Okay. Okay.
Ruger made a nice gun there. Okay?
They did. Yeah, it was a nice little gun. We need to go shoot it one day.
We do.
We do. Okay, so that's the end of what they have. But this...
All right, thanks for joining us.
There's one thing that I had no idea why they didn't put this in there. It probably should have been in the basic gear. But I've got a note at the bottom of this. It says, good Lord, put some toilet paper in your bug out bag. Seriously.
Well, you see how many clothes he packed? I'm pretty sure he could wipe his butt with half of that.
I mean, 100 uses for a bandana, right?
Yeah.
No. Just
dry it out.
I say.
Put it back on your head. Keep. Yeah.
It's like a hanky. No, I put some toilet paper in there. It doesn't weigh anything, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be dumb. Seriously.
Take care of your butthole.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you have toilet paper? Come on, survivalcash.com. Seriously.
I'm surprised you think that's that important.
Really? You wouldn't think so? Seriously, you get out there and you got to take a crap and you're looking for leaves?
I've wiped my butt with leaves and stuff.
All of us have.
And it sucks.
It does.
But...
Sucks.
I'm alive.
Oh, I thought you were saying sucks, but. But it was sucks, but
they had butt-sucking toilet paper.
Well, I understand, but crazy. Doesn't it make sense if you can to do it?
Yeah, they're just kind of bulky.
Oh, come on.
What about just Kleenex? Just those little packets of Kleenex? It's a nice butt wiper.
Do you want to take some wet wipes for your butt?
I would.
Seriously?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
that's the only thing I put in my vehicles now.
Wet wipes?
Not wet wipes, but like the kids' flushable ones.
Oh.
They're freaking incredible.
So, wait, no. You put them in your vehicle for what?
To wipe my butt if I have to go poop on the
road.
Oh,
so if you're okay. I just wasn't 100% sure. Do you take it, like, into work with you so you have it with you all the time? Is it, like, part of your EDC gear?
You don't need to know.
Take your wet wipes?
So, wet wipes.
No, okay. I'm not going to argue with you because I had to use wet wipes one time, and it wasn't bad.
It's hard
to beat. It really is.
It is.
I agree. So maybe we should take this and not say toilet paper, say wet wipes.
Maybe we should do a podcast on things to wipe your butt with.
100 ways to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
Clickbait right there on.
Yeah, that would be a
Facebook.
Good. That would be a good one. I think we'd have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I think so too, man. So that's that as a future episode.
So maybe we should move toilet paper to number one on Kobe's list.
Water number two. I thought we decided it's going to be wet wipes.
It's going to be anything to wipe your butt.
Okay. Well, you know what a time it is, Cam?
It's time for me.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Did that right over your talk.
Really? Awesome. Dirty medical tip?
Quick and dirty medical tip.
I think you want to be sterile.
Yeah. But. Okay.
All right. So this one is kind of an interesting one, but you got to think about it, okay?
I'm thinking.
So safety pin.
Sure.
So the importance of a safety pin medically.
So does this mean we should have a safety pin in
pins.
Our... Oh, safety pins.
Yeah, we should have a lot.
We should, okay.
Just think of all the things you can do with a safety pin. You can pin your bag up.
Okay.
You can pin a tin up.
Sure.
You can pin shirts up. You can pin a sling to your body.
Oh, okay.
So medically, like, this is some crazy stuff.
Okay.
So people that, like, if you come up on trauma, having seizures and stuff, actually run the safety pin through their tongue.
What?
And through their bottom lip and pin their tongue.
What? No, you're not going to do that.
You could. If you can't stay with that person.
I could cut their tongue off too.
But if you're piercing their tongue and holding it in place and you can go help other people. Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
All right.
It's been done.
Has it really?
And it can be done.
Oh, man. I don't have the balls to do that. I just don't.
That's pretty crazy.
I'm going to let the guy flop and twitch. I'm not pinning his tongue into his lip. I'm not going to do it.
Still awake? Oh, no, but. Yeah. Just let me pin it there. I don't want you choking on it.
Okay. So there's one use.
Yep. Perform. Oh, my gosh. Perform neurosensory skin tests to test, if they've lost, broke their spine and severed their spinal cord and don't feel their legs. Can run a safety pin completely through their leg.
Yeah.
And if they don't feel it, then.
Tell me when.
Positive test. Punctured plastic bags for irrigating wounds. Like if you have a wound bag, bandage over them.
They're getting better and better. I'm liking this.
I know. to remove embedded foreign bodies.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Relieve subungual hematoma. You know, when you mash your finger, it's black.
What? Oh, okay, yeah.
So you just, you know.
Wait, say it again.
Subungual hematoma.
Okay.
So, you know, mash your finger and it's,
yeah,
you can feel your heartbeat in it.
Yeah.
You just get it hot and burn right through the top nail.
Gosh.
Sterile and
this hurts talking about it, man.
I know. Finger splint.
Oh, okay.
You can just kind of build into it. Yeah.
So these, you're talking about more of the bigger style, right?
Think, yeah.
You'd have to I mean,
I'd say a heavy-duty one.
Heavy-duty one.
I mean, there's some pretty crappy ones out there.
Yeah.
But
don't get your dollar store yeah, clothespins or
like the purple, pink, gold, little tiny ones. Uh-huh. I mean, if you want, that's fine. But I don't think you're going to be piercing a tongue with a small one.
I don't know.
And that would probably be your first use of that too.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee
you're going to pierce a tongue. Replace broken zippers, hold gloves or mittens to a coat sleeve.
Right.
Unclog jets in a camping stove. That's a good one.
Okay. That doesn't seem like a medical use.
I know. I don't know why this reason.
Okay.
A sling. So you can, you know, you wrap their shirt, around their arm and then pin it up. I'm saving the best one for last.
Oh, okay.
Remove ticks.
Ah.
That's a good one. Huh?
Yeah, it is. It is a good one.
Pin or strap a shirt tightly around the chest for fractured ribs. So you pull it really tight
really?
And then you pin it up.
Would that really help?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's anything to stabilize.
So. Sure.
And then the last one, but the most important one.
Most important.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
To extract the clot from a thrombosed hemorrhoid. I don't even know why that's in there.
So you would have to have a partner to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Just freaking use a safety pin and dig a clot out of a thrombosed freaking hemorrhoid. I don't even why that one's even in the list is beyond me.
You're gonna have to show me how to do that.
Yeah, we'll get some pictures up on the blog of extracting a thrombosed hemorrhoid.
Wow.
Safety pin, pretty simple, but
tons
of medical uses.
Yeah, absolutely, and beyond medical uses. Sounds
like,
you know, a lot of different
that's
things.
That's the thing that's pretty sweet about it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so that's the episode today, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, I think we can announce right now. This is the time. We are actually going to be going week to week now with the podcast. We've decided we miss you guys too much. 2 weeks is too long.
Yeah.
God darn it.
And we have so much information.
Yeah, it's just bursting out of our brains.
Like, It's all we do. It's all we do is text each other about it.
Yeah.
So.
So we're going to try and be here with you every single week. And so what we want you to do is listen to us every single week.
Yes.
Tell all your buddies, tell your mom, tell your wife, tell your sister, tell your girlfriend.
Please subscribe.
Tell your fat cousins about us.
Download that.
Yeah, subscribe.
It'll help me to do it weekly because my wife doesn't understand why I want to do it weekly.
She doesn't understand, but you got to make
her. If we have like
a couple million
listeners.
Makes a whole lot of sense.
You know,
so come see us on the website.
Put in my retirement letter and or my resignment at work. And
And then just wet wipes for days, man. So come see us at casualpreppers.com.
Yes.
And,
has everything there.
And please send us an email. Tell us what you guys think. You know what I mean? Ask us a question.
Yeah.
Tell
do you
us
want us
why
to do something specific? You want a medical tip?
Yeah.
You want a better scenario than the one Kobe gave you for Mad Mad World? I mean.
Come on, man. Don't go back to that.
Mine was a bad one.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, so please get in touch with us on Facebook, get in touch with us on Instagram and Twitter. We're all over the place, man.
Yep.
But most
we
of
are
all,
here for you.
Come to the website. We actually have a mailing list now, so please sign up for the mailing list. It's on the website. And we're going to see you next week, all right, guys?
Peace.
See you.